The following is a review of economics principles and is designed to address the learning outcome statements set forth by the CFA Institute. It is also covered in Topics in Demand and Supply Analysis. Our first LOS here is to calculate and interpret price, income, and cross-price elasticities of demand and describe factors that affect each measure. Own price elasticity is a measure of the responsiveness of the quantity demanded to a change in price. It is calculated as the ratio of the percentage change in quantity demanded to a percentage change in price. When quantity demanded is very responsive to a change in price, we say demand is elastic. When quantity demanded is not very responsive to a change in price, we say that demand is inelastic. The most extreme cases are perfectly elastic demand, where at a higher price quantity demanded decreases to zero, and perfectly inelastic demand, where a change in price has no effect on quantity demanded. When there are few or no good substitutes for a good, demand tends to be relatively inelastic. Consider a drug that keeps you alive by regulating your heart. If two pills per day keep you alive, you are unlikely to decrease your purchases if the price goes up, and also quite unlikely to increase your purchases if price goes down. When one or more goods are very good substitutes for the good in question, demand will tend to be very elastic. Consider two gas stations along your regular commute that offer gasoline of equal quality. A decrease in the posted price at one station may cause you to purchase all your gasoline there, while a price increase may lead you to purchase all your gasoline at the other station. Remember, we calculate demand as well as elasticity, holding the prices of related goods constant, in this case, the price of gas at the other station. Other factors affect demand elasticity in addition to the quality and availability of substitutes. Proportion of income spent on a good. The larger the proportion of income that is spent on a good, the more elastic an individual's demand for that good will be. If the price of a preferred brand of toothpaste increases, a consumer may not change brands or adjust the amount used, preferring to simply pay the extra cost. When housing costs increase, however, a consumer will be much more likely to adjust consumption, because rent is a fairly large proportion of income. Time. Elasticity of demand tends to be greater the longer the time period since the price change. For example, when energy prices initially rise, some adjustments to consumption are likely made quickly. Consumers can lower the thermostat temperature. Over time, adjustments such as smaller living quarters, better insulation, more efficient windows and installation of alternative heat sources are more easily made, and the effect of the price change on consumption of energy is greater. It is important to understand that elasticity is not slope for demand curves. Slope is dependent on the units that price and quantity are measured in. Elasticity is not dependent on units of measurement because it is based on percentage changes. Consider a linear demand curve. In the upper part of the demand curve, elasticity is greater than 1 in absolute value. In other words, the percentage change in quantity demanded is greater than the percentage change in price. In this elastic range, a price increase will decrease total revenue, since the percentage decrease in quantity demanded will be greater than the percentage increase in price. In the lower part of the curve, the percentage change in quantity demanded is smaller than the percentage change in price. In this inelastic range, total revenue will increase when price is increased. The percentage decrease in quantity demanded will be less than the percentage increase in price. An important point to consider about the price and quantity combination for which price elasticity equals negative 1, or unitary elasticity, is that total revenue, price times quantity, is maximized at that price. An increase in price moves us to the elastic region of the curve so that the percentage decrease in quantity demanded is greater than the percentage increase in price, resulting in a decrease in total revenue. A decrease in price from the point of unitary elasticity moves us into the inelastic region of the curve so that the percentage decrease in price is more than the percentage increase in quantity demanded, resulting, again, in a decrease in total revenue. Next, we will look at income elasticity of demand. Recall that one of the independent variables in our example of a demand function for gasoline was income. The sensitivity of quantity demanded to change in income is termed income elasticity. Holding other independent variables constant, we can measure income elasticity as the ratio of the percentage change in quantity demanded to the percentage change in income. For most goods, the sign of income elasticity is positive. An increase in income leads to an increase in quantity demanded. Goods for which this is the case are termed normal goods. For other goods, it may be the case that an increase in income leads to a decrease in quantity demanded. We term goods for which this is true inferior goods. Now, we will examine cross-price elasticity of demand. Recall that some of the independent variables in a demand function are the prices of related goods. Related in the sense that their prices affect the demand for the good in question. The ratio of the percentage change in the quantity demanded of a good to the percentage change in the price of a related good is termed the cross-price elasticity of demand. When an increase in the price of a related good increases demand for a good, we say that the two goods are substitutes. If bread A and bread B are two brands of bread, considered good substitutes by many consumers, an increase in the price of one will lead consumers to purchase more of the other, that is, substitute the other. When the cross-price elasticity of demand is positive, price up for one, quantity demanded up for the other, we say those goods are substitutes. When an increase in the price of a related good decreases demand for a good, we say that the two goods are complements. If an increase in the price of automobiles leads to a decrease in the demand for gasoline, they are complements. Right shoes and left shoes are perfect complements for most of us, and as a result, they are priced by the pair. If they were priced separately, there is little doubt that an increase in the price of left shoes would decrease the quantity demanded of right shoes. Overall, the cross-price elasticity of demand is more positive the better substitutes two goods are, and more negative the better complements the two goods are. We will close this topic review by discussing how to calculate elasticities. Let's assume we have a demand function for gasoline. Quantity demanded of gas equals 90,000 minus 30,000 times the price of gas, plus 200 times income, plus 1,100 times the price of bus transportation, minus 80 times the price of automobiles. From the positive coefficient on income, plus 200, we can tell that the good is a normal good. Greater income leads to greater quantity demanded. The positive coefficient on the price of bus travel, plus 1,100, tells us that bus travel is a substitute for gasoline. Higher price leads to greater quantity of gasoline demanded. The negative coefficient on the price of automobiles, minus 80, tells us that automobiles and gasoline are complements. An increase in automobile prices leads to a decrease in the quantity of gasoline demanded. In deriving a specific demand curve for gasoline, we insert values for income, price of bus travel, and price of automobiles to get quantity demanded as a function of only the price of the good. Let's say this gives us quantity demanded of gas equals 119,600 minus 30,000 times the price of gas. The price elasticity of demand is defined as the percentage change in quantity divided by the percentage change in price, which can also be expressed as the initial price divided by the initial quantity times the change in quantity divided by the change in price. The term change in quantity divided by change in price is simply the slope coefficient on price, which is minus 30,000 in our demand function for gasoline. We can calculate the quantity demanded at a price of $3 per gallon as 119,600 minus 30,000 times 3, which equals 29,600. Substituting 3 for the initial price, 29,600 for the initial quantity, and minus 30,000 for change in quantity divided by change in price, we can calculate the price elasticity of demand as 3 divided by 29,600 times minus 30,000, which equals minus 3.04. For this demand function, at a price and quantity of $3 per gallon and 29,600 gallons, demand is quite elastic. The techniques for calculating income elasticity and cross-price elasticity are the same. We assume values for all the independent variables except the one of interest, either income for income elasticity or a related good for cross-price elasticity, and then calculate elasticity for a given value of the variable we are interested in. The next LOS requires us to compare substitution and income effects. When the price of good X decreases, there is a substitution effect that shifts consumption toward more of good X. Because the total expenditure on the consumer's original bundle of goods falls when the price of good X falls, there is also an income effect. The income effect can be toward more consumption of good X or less. This is a key point here. The substitution effect always acts to increase the consumption of a good that has fallen in price, while the income effect can either increase or decrease consumption of a good that has fallen in price. Based on this analysis, we can describe three possible outcomes of a decrease in the price of good X. The substitution effect is positive, and the income effect is also positive. Consumption of good X will increase. The substitution effect is positive and the income effect is negative, but smaller than the substitution effect. Consumption of good X will increase. The substitution effect is positive and the income effect is negative and larger than the substitution effect. Consumption of good X will decrease. This represents a case where the law of demand is violated and a decrease in the price of good X actually reduces the quantity of good X demanded.